So there's a story in New York about somebody dismembering somebody else. There was a story about a woman dismembering her boyfriend. I wonder if dismembering has always gone on and we just don't know about it. But now with the internet, we know about it more.
Well, like murder. Murder's always been going on, right? But we know about everything more now because of not just the internet, but think about it. Like, you find a body part, you pull out your phone. You're like, oh, man, check this out. You call 911, but before you do, you pull out your phone. Like, you know that the guy in Brooklyn who found the torso last week, mm-hmm. you know he has that video on his phone.
But I think they just said it as murderers, but now they're getting a little bit deeper and saying dismembering. Because I don't remember this. Dismembering is having the best week ever.
Oh, God.
Should not be. A lady got mad at her husband or boyfriend and then cut him up. He just cut her. And I looked, when I first saw her mugshot, I went, damn, she's hot.
Yeah, he must have really pissed her off.
She's less hot now.
Right.
But yeah, she cut him up.
Yeah, that's hardcore. Like, think about it. So the thing that the Brooklyn story is really shocking because the woman, the suspect who was finally arrested, is 83 years old. So just think about that. Like, the 83-year-old woman killed a 67-year-old woman. That is one strong 83-year-old. Because I can overpower, and I can overpower an 83-year-old man. Like, 83, come on, come at me, bro. But no, not only was she not able to overpower her killer, but then the fact is, like, it's exhausting. I just, like I was telling you, I just painted my closet. Mm-hmm. Painting up and down, my arm is killing me. Can you imagine having to saw through bone and tissue and muscle and all? That's exhausting. 83 years old. I almost want to be like, that's amazing. I mean, it's amazing that you're able to cut through. I don't know. I just, my mom is in her 70s, so I just think that she couldn't do it.
No, she could. She's mean. So,
well, that's true. My mom could. Yeah, that's true. My mom would, you know, have no problem getting like a hacksaw or something. But most moms would not be able to do it.
But I'm winded now carrying in a case of beer.
Right.
So how can you be that old and picking up the body? A, where do you put the body? Do you put the body in the bathtub like you see on the TV, or do you cut it up where it lays? I don't know. So many questions.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of questions here. And like, you know, after you cut off like a finger, aren't you exhausted? Aren't you like, you know what? I'm not going to do the whole arm.
I don't think you start with fingers. I think you start with like an arm. But once you cut the arm off, yeah, you go, look at all the rest I have to do. I mean, the head probably comes off pretty easy.
No, that's the hardest.
The head?
Yeah.
No. I think that would be easy.
No, it doesn't just like pop off like a doll, like a Barbie doll. No.
I think you can get a saw through it pretty easy.
No, think about all the bones. It's attached to the rib cage and the back, and that's one big long bone there. I think it's really hard to go through those bones. It's hard to go through those bones as a 40-something year old. Can you imagine 83 years old? I think that's really the highlight of that story. You know, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's kind of impressive, but sad as well. Like, it's, yeah. Putting aside the murder part, like, obviously that's terrible and it's awful. And
right.
And I'm sure the family of the dead woman is just, would hate us right now for even discussing this. But I'm so fascinated by the mentality of somebody who is 83, who has that much hate in them and that much mental illness that they want to do something like that.
Yeah, I had to stop myself because for a second I almost Googled how hard is it to cut off a head, but I don't think I want that in my Google.
Nah.
So I'm just not. But I'm thinking a leg would be hard because that's a big bone.
I gotta tell you, I think all dismembering is probably very hard. Oh. Yeah, I think it's all pretty hard.
I'm thinking the arms, the legs, the head would be the easiest. But then if you're 80, then you have a torso. So what do you do with the torso now? Do you just, you put it in the trash? You have to pick it up. It's not light.
Well, that's the thing. So I guess the part of the story that was interesting, this is how they caught this 83-year-old woman murderer who dismembered, I don't know, a girlfriend, a friend. We don't know what the relationship was yet. So the victim was seen pulling a suitcase into the building of this 83-year-old woman. And then a few days later, the 83-year-old woman was seen pulling that suitcase out. And that's the suitcase that the torso was found in. It's a specific suitcase, had a big flower on it or something. So it was that's the suitcase that the torso was found in. And, it, you know, there's video everywhere now. So they have a video of the victim going in and then the murderer coming out with the same suitcase where the body was found.
That's why you guys can't have garbage disposals.
That's why.
Yeah, because that's where all the bodies went.
Right.
Because that's where I'm thinking I would do with a body.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're a butcher, everybody else that would do something like that, it's shocking. Like, butchers do it all day long. So you're like, oh, well, it's a butcher. And to them, you know, we're just meat.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like if you're not a butcher for a living, I can't get my mind around. Look, I get angry enough that I'm like, oh, my boyfriend drives me crazy. I can kill him. But I couldn't dismember him. Like, I never say, oh, I'm so mad. I want to pop his head off. Like, that never happens. I get mad enough that I think I could kill him, but never. I don't want to, like, separate his arms from his body.
No, I've been a witness of a couple of your fights. I think you're mad enough at that moment to cut a head off.
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm mad enough to clock him over the head maybe with a pan. You know, or if I had something sharp, stab him with it.
Mm-hmm. You're mad enough to kill him, but not cut his head off.
That's a whole other level. Like, once he's dead, I'd be like, oh. I wouldn't then be like, all right, got to get to Home Depot. Gotta go get myself some sort of saw. Maybe there's an electric one that's not too expensive. That's the other thing. Those electric saws are really expensive. So if you're 83 and you've got to dismember a body, you must have some cash, because those things are a few $100. Not that I've priced them, but...
Then you got to rewatch Breaking Bad to figure out the best way to do it. It's a whole thing.
No, you can just get it on YouTube.
No, I think I'd just rather rewatch The Sopranos or Breaking Bad. I don't want to do anything on YouTube or Google because they're going to trace it back to me.
Yeah, well, in that case, you know what? I'll just, if I get it that angry, I'll just break up with him. It's so much easier. Then you got to clean up after. And that's the thing. That's the bigger deterrent. Like, jail, definitely a deterrent. But having to clean up after, oh, you know how much I hate cleaning.
No, because you cannot break up with Joe because you might see him on the street with his new girlfriend.
And then I'll kill both of them.
Exactly. Then you'll have two murders when you can just kill one and just be done with it.
Then suddenly I'm the Texas Chainsaw Massacre lady.
And you have enough dogs in that house to where you could probably feed him to the dogs.
Oh, not that I'm going to do this.
Like,
but
Carol Baskin.
You're making a very good point here.
Dogs love bones and they love meat. They don't care what kind of meat it is. You can give a dog pig or cow. It doesn't matter. It's going to eat
matter.
It. Chicken, fish. It doesn't care. It's meat. Meat's meat to a dog.
But you know what? Now I can't do any of this because now we've publicly said what I would do. So now I can't do, because can you imagine if this ever happens to my boyfriend? They'd be like, well, she did do a podcast about it.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, they put horse meat in dog food. So you can't tell me Joe would taste worse than a horse.
No, I'm not talking about whether the dog can eat it or not. I'm talking about the fact that now you and I have said this publicly. It can no longer happen.
Yeah, test the dogs. If Joe comes up missing, test the dogs. Cooper Baskin.